today is Daf Yud Gimel. And we will start with Daf Yud Beis. On the Beis, we will start from the Mishnah. Maskidim Yitzias Mitzrayim Baleilos. So Mitz to be Maskid Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. Omar Avluz Mazaria Hare Ani Keben Neshiv Mishano V'Lei Zuchis Yishati Omar Yitzias Mitzrayim Baleilos Nach Shadosh Ben Zoma. So we have over here, it appears there's no machlokes. I heard gevaldig gevort to explain them one thing at a time. It appears here there's no machlokes. First we have the Tanakam. Tanakam is the Rabbanim. What do they say? They say, we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelois. We do say it at night. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah is not coming to argue, he's coming to agree. Hareni keben shivim shana. It's as if I'm 70 years old. I'm not really 70 years old. I was only 18 years old, but his beard turned white. His beard turned white because they did not want to accept him. Rashi says, Kvar hayisi nire zokin. Kvar zokin mamish. Shebosa olav seva yoim sheheviroi rabban gamliel minisi. So minu rabbi liyaz bin azariya nasi kedi isa lakaman peret tilos hashachar. He was the youngest Nasi. He was only 18 years old when he became the Nasi. And his beard turned white in order that they should have respect for him. It was a miracle. He became the Seva. Doesn't say Rashi use those terms interchangeably. That itself is a very interesting idea. Zokin and Seva. And it's as if I'm 70 years old. Until Ben Zoyma said the drash, Shnemal Mantiskos Yom Tzeskam Eretz Shem Kol Yimechayach Yimechayach Hayomim Kol Yimechayach Halelos. So they darshin the word Kol Ben Zoma darshin is the word Kol to be marbe the night, and that's why now I agree with the Ben Zoma, and I'm going to say Kriya Shemat night. Vachachomim Oymrim No Yimechayach Halelom Azek Kol Yimechayach Halohavi Limos Hamoshiach. So what did Ben Zom? So what do we have here? We have Loz Ben Azad. We have two different sets of Chachamim. Not necessarily two different sets of Chachamim, but the Chachamim hold that the Pasuk L'mantiskos Yom Tzeskom Eretz Yisrael is not the makor for saying Kriya Shema at night, because that Pasuk, according to the Chachamim, tells us Yimos HaMashiach. So why then did the Chachamim in the beginning of the Mishnah tell us that you say you see Yisrael Balayla? It's not clear. I don't know. It's not clear what their source is. But it's not the pasuk of Kol Yimechayecha, because according to the Chum, Kol Yimechayecha is Marbe Limos HaMashiach. Okay, so they have another source which I do not know. But according to, they hold that you do say it at night, and Ben Zoma says you say it at night because of the pasuk of Kol Yimechayecha. So what then is the chiluk between the Chachamim and Ben Zoma? So I saw in the Sefer, in the name of Yaakov Kamenetsky, Shiva, I saw he says when the Rabbanan say you say Yitzias Rambe Lelos, they use the word Mazkirin. You mention. But when Beloz Nazariah says he'd say he's here, Shem Balelos, he says, V'loi Zochisi Shete Omer. So what's the chilik between Mazkirin? V'loi Zochisi Shete Omer. Shaviyach Hanetin says, Moiridik Achidish. Mazkirin has a connotation. I don't know the grammar, I don't know the makor for this, but Mazkirin has a connotation that you say it together with other things. It's not necessarily the ikar. You say it. You say you have a whole long shopping list. And in the shopping list, you also mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Maybe it could be the continuation of the previous Gemara. That in Parsha Vayomer, you have Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, Kol HaMitzvos, and Tzitzis. And you also have Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's part of a list. The Nusach V'loi Zechishti Shete Omer. That means it's Miyuchid. You have to say it alone without any, give it its own space. Nothing else should be included in that and that. So l'chayra, it's mashma, if that's where Yaakov Kamenetsky takes us, it's logical conclusion that saying the parasha of Vayomer is not a kiyum of Mazkirin Ben Zoyma. Because according to Ben Zoyma, you have to say a parasha that's miyuchid for Yitzias Mitzrayim. The parasha of Vayomer is not miyuchid for Yitzias Mitzrayim. It mentions many other things. That's the gather of Mazkirin. So when it says here, we don't pasken like it. Because if we would pasken like the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, we would have to say a special parasha that has nothing else other than Yitzias Mitzrayim. You read parasha on the parasha B'Shalach. I don't know which parasha, you have to find the parasha in the Torah that's miyuchid. But that's a very interesting idea to be medayik in the Lashon of Gemara, Mazkir in verse Shmzilo Zechisi Shete Omer. Silo Baminacha, they'll like it. Silo Baminacha, it's a very good yisod, the chiluk between these two things. Because what's the machlekes? What's machlekes between the Rabbanon and Elos ben Azariah? Machlekes is Mazkir in verse Shmzilo Zechisi Shete Omer. Okay. Right. We now the more title and the Amal Hamer Ben Zemel Lecham the Benzem said to the Chamin. Vehi Maskin Meitzis Shai Malay Limos Mashiach. So they were not happy with this. They really say Yitzias Mashiach Limos Mashiach. But like Var Nemar Hine Yamin Bohim Lo Hashem Lo Yoyim Oid Chay Hashem Asher Hela Esbnei Shol Miaretz Mitzrayim Ki Im Chay Hashem Asher Hela. We're going to say Chay Hashem, which brought us up, Gasher Hevi, as Zera basis from the Eretz Sofet from the north, whom he called Haratzos Hashem Hidachtim Sham, which Hashem has pushed them there. So what do we see? We see over here that yes, that we're not going to say at all Yitzias Mitzrayim Yimos HaMashiach. So Amru Lo, so the Rabbanan said, no, you're making a big mistake. It's not the Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that you're not going to say, it doesn't mean we're going to be Oikur Legami. It means it's not going to be the Ikur. Lo Shetei Oker Yitzias Mitzrayim Yimokoyim Legami. Ela Shetei Hei Shibud Malchios Ikur. The Geula of Shibud Malchios is that this term Shibud Malchios here refers to Shibud Malchios of Liasalovai. Of Mimos HaMashiach, Sheikor, the Yitzias Mitzrayim Tafel, and Yitzias Mitzrayim be Tafel to the Shibud Malchus. And now the Gemara gives another example where we find a precedent to this concept, that when the Pasuk says, V'lo Ye'omer Oid, it does not mean Legamri, it means Iker and Tafel. We find this by Yaakov Avinu's name. Kayotu the Rata Omer, Yilo Yikra Shimcha Oid Yaakov. The Pasuk, they're saying it right, Pasuk, V'lo Yikore. Lo Yikore Shimcha Oid Yaakov, Kiyim Yisrael Yihyeh Shmecha. So does that mean that Yaakov will no longer be called Yaakov? But we know that's not so. Lo, it doesn't mean Sheyi Oker Yaakov will come. It doesn't mean Yaakov is going to be uprooted Lagami. But what it means, Ella, what it means, Yisrael Ikar. What it means is the Yisrael's name will be the Ikar. The Yaakov Tafel will have two names. Yaakov always refers to Yaakov in a state of struggle, a state of Golos, where he's steiging, he's struggling, Golos. Yisrael refers to Shlemos, time of Geula. V'chein hu oimer. Where do we find a makar? Now the Gemara gives another example of this idea that we're going. This idea of Yimos HaMashiach. We're going to at the time of Mashiach. We're going to refer to all of the nisim. Al tizguru rishonos v'kadmonios al tisponanu. Two expressions. Don't remember the first ones. And the kadmonios is another expression. Kadmonim is the same idea as rishonos. Poetic repetition. Al tisponanu. Do not pay attention. Do not dwell. Do not think about. Do not try to dwell upon. The Gemara explains what these two expressions mean. Al tizguru rishonos zeh shibud malchios. This refers to now shibud malchios. Here does not mean Yimos HaMashiach, does not mean Edom. It means, Rashi says, it means Bavel and Yavon Parasamadai. Because you know there are four Malchias. The first one was Bavel, the second one was Parasumadai, then is Yavon, and then comes Edom. So when it says here Shibud Malchios, we're referring to the first three: Bavel, Parasumadai, and Yavon. That when Mashiach comes, we're not going to mention these three. The kadmonios, kadmon means what came even before the these two kadmons even before. Rishonos means just like previously. Kadmon means what's very very early. That refers to Altis, but Zo Yitzias Mitzrayim. But the pasuk continues. What's going to happen? The pasuk continues. Hineni oisech hadasha atotitzmach. I'm going to do something new, and now it will blossom. What does that mean? Tani Rabbi Yosef. This means that what we're going to focus on time of Mashiach. Zo milchemes goig umagoig. This refers to the milchemes goig umagoig. Milchemes goig umagoig is what we're going to focus on at the time of Mashiach. Let's clarify something over here. When the Gemara over here says, when the Gemara here kayoit say about the v'chein, Okay, so when the Gemara here says the chain hu oimer, this refers to, this is just a general expression telling us that when it says in the pasuk lahavi mos hamashiach, it means that the time of Mashiach that we're going to mention. We're going to mention new things are going to happen. The miracles that are going to occur in the time of Mashiach are going to be so great that the previous miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Golus of Bavel, the Golus of Paras Umadai, the Golus of Yavan are going to be dwarfed. But the same idea. We're saying over here that Altisku Rishonis the Kadmonios Altisbananu, Altisku Rishonis Zeshim Malchios, the Kadmonios Altisbananu Zoytis and Triumph, Himios Hadosh at its Mach Tony of Yosef, what is referred to Zom Muhammad Skogum Magog. That's going to be the ultimate miracle. And that's going to be the primary miracle that we're going to focus on when these miracles occur. And the miracle gives an example. Moshe Lamad Vedome, Lodam Shahayim Halach Bederech. He's traveling on the road. Upagabai Zayf. And he comes in contact with a wolf. The Nitzol Mimenu. And he's saved. Now it's a miracle to be saved from a wolf. Let's not kid ourselves, but it's not the ultimate miracle. A person, if he's smart, he's clever, he's able to overpower a wolf. Voya misaper v'holech ma'aseh zev, and go and telling the whole world the miracle that he was saved from a wolf. Paga b'ari, oh, ari is a much greater sakana relative to a wolf. V'nitzol menu. So now he forgot about the zev. V'hoy misaper v'holech ma'aseh ari. Paga b'nachash, oh, nachash is the most dangerous because nachash is very quiet. And it's lethal. And no, you can only need some menu. Shach ma'aser shneim v'chayim misaper v'holech ma'aser nachash. Af kach Yisrael tzaros achroinos. Now, it means this miracle, the salvation from the tzaros. You have to add a word to the Gemara. The salvation from the tzaros achroinos mishkachos are going to cause us to forget es harishonos. They'll be dwarfed. They'll be insignificant relative to the incredible miracles that we are going to experience at the time of Moshiach. So that's what the Rabban just means. The Rabban just means when it says in the pasuk, this is just a v'chein lemer. It's another example of where we find this idea of lamantiskas, this idea of what the Rabbanon say that li also lovo hine yamin bam num Hashem v'lo yoyimu chay ha'oid asher hela v'smei shom yeretz Mitzrayim. Kim chay Hashem, when Moshiach comes, we're going to remember there are going to be new miracles which are going to dwarf the old miracles. Okay, now the Gemara elaborates upon.
Why do we say what?
The most of Moshiach. Because that's all we have is Man Hazeh. This Man Hazeh, that's all we have to mention.
Yes.
The Chum are referring to when Mashiach will come. That's when it will be triggered, the new Halacha. But at this point in time, we still have to say.
Why did Ben Zomer not say it?
Why did Ben Zomer not say it until now?
It seemed like the minute was not to say it then.
Oh, so the Chum said that you do say it. The Chum say, you must look at the first line of the Mishnah. Oh, you do say it. The Chachamim say that you do say it. Along comes Ben Zom, Ben Azariah appeared to have disagreed with the Chachamim. It appears he disagreed with the Chachamim, and then he was introduced to this new idea from Ben Zoma. Before you came, we mentioned that in Chanami, Ben Zoma, the Chacham have a different pasuk. It's not clear what the source of the Chacham is. We said from Yaakov Kamenetsky that according to Ben Zoma, you have to say a parsh that focuses only on Yitzias Mitzrayim. Nothing else. The parsh that we say in Kriya Shema Vayomer. What? Because during the day it says Lamantiska. It says Chanes Kol Yimech. Everyone agrees
that
during the day you have to do it. Lamantiska is Yom Tzeischam Kol Yimei. Everyone agrees. Less Man Dapala. You have to say Yitzias Mitzrayim by day.
The only problem is, so why does Rashi bring down that it's not Man Tzitzisur? It seems that parasha is not
Negev. The Raj is pointing out that even though that parasha, the Iker Mitzvah of the parasha is Tzitzis, and since we Paskim is not at night, because Lail is not as Man of Re'iyam, so at night there is no Mitzvah of Tzitzis.
But you're saying that we need
why Dafka that parasha? Let's focus. There are many parashas in the Torah that make mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim. According to Ben Zoma, the reason why we say Yitzias Mitzrayim Balal is because of a word called, Amantiskos Yom Tzitzel called, Mechayecha. If that's the case, so there are 20, 30 parashios in the Torah that make mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why do we select the parasha of Tzitzis? Especially when Tzitzis is a mitzvah that Bedavka does not apply at night. Let's say the parasha of Ribbis. Ribbis applies at night. Let's say the parasha of Mishkolos, the false weights, applies at night. Why do we select the mitzvah of Tzitzis? Tzitzis Bedavka does not apply at night. So the Teretz says, even though Yitaka right, Tzitzis does not apply at night, but Tzitzis, the parasha of Yemer, has in it five other things. Four other things. Kol HaMitzvahs, Rizal Yitzchanim is Kol Mitzvahs Hashem, it mentions Minus, it mentions Znus, it mentions Avod Zara, and it mentions what we need for the king, the mitzvah of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it's a very nice thing, even though the primary focus of the mitzvah is Tzitzis, that's the focus of the mitzvah, and Tzitzis is not done at night. We're not concerned because there are other things in that parsha which are nice, especially the part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Let's go further. Now the Gemara talk goes back to what we mentioned before. We mentioned in passing that Yaakov's name was changed to Yisrael. We also know that Avraham's name was changed to Avraham. But there it's different because when his name was changed, it was permanently changed. Ad kedekach, where there's a loisa say, you're not allowed. Well, let's see the Gemara. Avraham, who Avraham? Betchilon, why? What's the pshat his name? Betchilon nasa av le'aram. It was only an av to Ram. Ram is short for Aram. Well, besoif nasa av Avraham l'chol av ha'olam. L'chol ha'olam kulo, not just for Ram, but ha'olam. The hey is short for ha'olam. Av, what's the reish though? Well, besoif av Nase av l'chol ha'olam kulo. So I'm not sure what's the reish. I think the reish, because you have to remember where he came from. He still came from Aram, but from there he became, that was his starting. We always remember Yesharoshim. Because the reish didn't go away. The reish is still there. And the reish was originally a reference to Ram, Rashi says.
And his mouth wasn't good there.
What?
That wasn't a good mouth for him. He
right, so then he had to have an extra. So he had to have an extra hay. But even though, if you change names, so why does the race remain there? So I remember hearing a word, Musavard, is because even though you become very great, person goes and becomes world famous, you always have to remember your humble roots, where you've come from. So his name was originally Avram, the father of Aram. The Reish is part of the Shoresh of Aram. Now it became Av of Kol Ho'olam Kuloi, the entire world, Ho'olam. So the Hey makes sense, and the Mem makes sense, because the Hey and the Mem are short for Ho'olam. But why the Reish? Why did the Reish remain? Because the Reish is still a remainder of where he originally came from, of Aram. That's the Shoresh. You have to remember your Shoreshim, where your roots come from. So Tani Bakapara, Avram, who Avram b'tchilo nasav la Avram l'tzav nasav l'cholalam kuloi. Sarai, he Sarah b'tchilo nasav Sarai. She was a princess l'umasa for only her nation, only just for one nation. L'tzav nasav Sarah l'cholalam kuloi, a princess for the entire world. Tani Bakapara, kolikar eli Avram, oiv Rabbi Asay shenemar. Avraham. Hashem gives a positive commandment. Your name shall now only be Avraham. Says, whenever it says v'lo, sarai, there's going to be a loisa say. The Gemara says no. Hasam kutcha brichu hudu amar li Avraham sarai ishtecho lo sikro eshema sarai ki sarah shema. Unbelievable chiddush. The only one that was told to change her name, the only one that was told to refer to her as a different name was Avraham. The tzivui was you, you, the husband, you have to appreciate who your wife is. But for the rest of the world, it did not. It was there was no command given. Now, once Avraham and Mela, once the husband is calling his wife Sarah and not Sarai, Mela the Gans Olam also will call her Sarah. But because Hashem did not issue the committed tzivui to the world, He only issued it to Avraham, not to the world. If a person does call her Sarai and not Sarah, you're not over in a loisa said, because Hashem never directly instructed the entire world. But when it comes to Avraham and Avraham, Hashem instructed shut the entire world directly, therefore there will be a lois nasei. Elamiyato, so let's go back to our topic about Gemara. Elamiyato, currently Yaakov, Yaakov, Hochinami, there should be a chiyuv, because Hashem says, V'lo yikore od shimcha Yaakov, ki Yisrael yeshenecha. The Gemara answers, Shani Hosam, the Hodra Ahadra Kra, the pasuk repeats itself. The pasuk comes back and says, the Chsev, Vayomer Lukim, Li Yisrael, Bemaras Halayla, Hashem spoke to Yisrael, Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov. So since even Hashem himself called Yisrael Yaakov, it goes to show that Hashem didn't mean to go and change his name. Hashem meant to give him another name, but not to the Oiker, the original name of Yaakov. So therefore there is no prohibition to call Yahweh in the middle with the Gilui. Then Hashem said, Lo Yikori Ot Shimcha, Lo Yikori Ot Shimcha, it doesn't mean now, maybe it means Lashon Asa in the future, but right now you still can call him Yaakov, there's nothing wrong. Master Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Zvida, it says in the Paskatu, who Hashem Elokim Asher Becharta BeAvram. So who here is speaking? This pasuk was said by Nehemiah. So over here, Nehemiah was speaking long after the Shin Yetzirah is calling him Avraham. But you just told me that you'd call Avraham 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 Yoivon Eloi Sasei. So how then was Nehemiah allowed to call Avraham Avraham? Atu Hashem Elokim Asher Becharta BeAvram. We say this in davening every day. Amalei. It's not a kasha. Hasam Navi who comes sad to the Shvach and Rachmona Madahav Meikara. It's history. He's not calling him now. He's not saying you over there, Avraham. It's an account of what happened in the past. So mil is no prohibition. Haj Nalachem Emosai. Haj Nalachem Emosai. Haj Nalachem Emosai. It's a great simcha. Finish the first parak in Shas. It's not a pasha thing.
It's like the deal.
What?
No questions.
What?
Wasn't he saying
in the Vuh, but in the process, but he's not speaking, he's not addressing him now, he's not speaking, he's
that's
not...
That's the terrace. Why do we have to come on to that terrace?
What do you mean?
Why does the Mar have to come on to the terrace that he's talking...
Because he's referring to him, he's referring to Avraham,
no,
and he's
saying what Baruch Hashem told
him to say. He's talking, no, not necessarily. I hear what you're saying. Navi has a right, okay, we don't know how Navi works, so I don't know the exact answer. But the Pashtus, when Navi receives a vision, he expresses it in his own words. There's some Bechira. Navi has a Mare. We don't know, I'm just making believe I understand what I'm saying, but Navi has some type of inspiration, and he has a choice to express in his words. If there is a Lois Hasei to call Avraham by the name Avram, the Navi would violate a Lois Hasei when he chooses in his own free will to express his vision in these words. So how is he allowed to do that? Herod says he's not speaking to him directly, he's recounting the past history.
Is there a not to call anybody whose name is Avram?
Oh, so that's a very good child. Let's say a parent, by Bris Mila, the parent names a child Avram. So I don't know the answer. I remember reading a Shtikl Torah on this, and I think technically no. I mean, it's not so posh. Why are they calling him Avram? Why are the parents calling him Avram? Because they really want to name after Avraham. Every time you name a person, you name a person Yitzchak. Okay, you're naming it after a grandfather, a great grandfather, but that great grandfather was also once upon a time named after after Yitzchak Avinu. So where does it go back to? So when you name a child Avram, why are you calling him Avram? If you're calling him Avram because you want to name after our ancestor Avram and not Avraham, that could be a problem. But if you just stop, you like the name Avram for whatever reason, because Chles, it's just a good name.
Maybe it means, I don't know, just throw a few to thought is Avram, sometimes Avrami, Avremolda, Avi, there's all
right, right, okay.
But maybe when you call him up to the Torah, somebody was given by his bris a name of Avram, and then you call him up for an Aliyah, Avram, that's...
No, not necessarily, because you're not referring to your ancestor, the Avos. You're referring to this person. This person has a name. His name is Avram. His name is not Avraham. You're not referring... The prohibition is to call our forefather, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak. He's the one that we're not allowed to call. But if you go and you invent a new name, you go call a guy Fred. They call him Yikoresh Rabbi Yisrael Fred. Shagas, I want him to be called for the ordinary child. They feel they call the children Nimrod. It's a very popular name in Eretz Yisrael. Rachman Litzlan, by the Chilonim. It's very sad. They call the children Nimrod. Nimrod was not a... So that person, you get an Aliyah, so you call him Yochar, you call him Nimrod. until he gets a Shini Hashem. But okay, let's go further. A person was reading the Torah. In other words, he was being Mava Sedra. He woke up early. It was Parshas the Shua Shechal Parshas Ve'eschanan. Parshas Ve'eschanan is the Parshas of Shema. He was being Mava Sedra Shnai Mikvech Atarkam, and he happens to be reading it, and it's before Davening. If you only have kavanah, when you're reading the parsha, your intent is I want to be mekayem the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, yatsa. But let's say you do not have kavanah to be mekayem the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you just have to be reading it, just stop me reading it, then lo yatsa. And we'll see the Gemara in much more detail. Beprakim, now we go to the sugya. When is it really mafsik? So beprakim basically means between each bracha, between the bracha of Yatsa and the bracha of Havara, between the bracha of Havara and the Shema, between Shema and Vahayim Shema, between Vahayim Shema and Emes Yatsav, okay, between the prakim and the lawyers, and the Tayyid Gemara of the Maskana. Shoyel Mibnei Akavit, if walks into the shul is an honorable person, the President of the United States walks in, certainly a Talmud Chacham walks in, someone walks in, so you got to give him Shalom. Are you allowed to be mafsig? Yes, you are. You're allowed to say Shalom Alecha between the prakim after the Baruch Hu. Let's say Numeshiv means the Gemara's Maskana. It goes without saying. It's simple. It's a kal v'chomer that if someone who's very chashiv walks in, he says to you, he doesn't realize that you're down, he doesn't kill you, I mean, he says to you, Shalom Aleichem, and you don't respond, it's disrespectful, so of course you're allowed to respond. Uviyem Tzaba, let's say you're in Mamish in the middle of the Barucha, then you're not allowed to be Mafsik. Just because he's an Adam Choshev and it's a kavod to give him Shalom, you're not allowed to, but let's say you're afraid for your life. If you don't say to him, Shalom Aleichem, ancient times a king walks in, you don't say to the king, Shalom Aleichem, he'll kill you. So therefore, so B'nei HaYira, Uvi Emsa, even if you're in the middle, Shalom B'nei HaYira, Umeishim, and this means, B'fidim Mar Zemaskon, it goes without saying, you're allowed to respond. Devrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi says, B'Emsa, if you're in the middle, he's even more lenient. If you're B'Emsa in the middle of the Baruch Shalom B'nei HaYira, Umeishim, B'nei HaKav, not only are you allowed to be shoyel mibnei hayira? You're allowed to answer mibnei hakovoi. It's a greater leniency because according to Tanakhama, you're not allowed to do that. You're only allowed to be meishim mibnei hayira, but you're not allowed to be meishim mibnei hakovoi. He's even more lenient. In between the prakim, we're even more lenient. Shoyel mibnei hakovoi. You meishiv shalom l'chol adam. You can answer to even an average guy. You're allowed to answer even being a prakim. Elohim, and what did Elohim in a prakim? Being a bracha of Rishon l'shnei between the bracha of Yoitzer Hamoiris and the Havaraba, that's been a prakim. Between Haboicha ben Moishab Yava and Shema, Ben Shema Levahoyim Shema, Ben Vahoyim Shema Levahoyim, Ben Mizavir Bechish, Ben Leoimer, Le MS Vyatz. When you finish Hashem Elokechem, you'll have to be mafsik between Hashem Elokechem and the word MS. We say it in one shot, Hashem Elokechem MS, Lishna de Kro. But you're allowed to be masked going to Tanakamba. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Chas V'Shalayim Ben Vayim L'Emes V'Yatzim L'Yavzim, because that's considered to be one, that's considered to be Mamesh Be'emsa Perek. You're not masked between even the parts of Hashem Elokeichem. In the Torah it doesn't say the word Emes, but it's another part like Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Memelo he holds you're not even masked. Amar Rabbi Yishuv Ben Karchel Lama Nu Sugya Lama Kadma Parsha Shema L'Vachoyo Im Shemoya. The answer is Kedei She'Kabel Lov Ol Malchus Shemayim Techila. The Achakach Mekabel Lov Ol Mitzvos. The first Zach is Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim, and then comes Kabbalah Samitzvos. There's a Seder. V'Hoyim Shmoyim L'Vayomer V'Hoyim Shmoyim Noig Bein V'Yom Bein Malayla applies by day and by night. V'Yomer of Tzitzis. Even though the parasha of Tzitzis mentions many things, but the Iker part of Tzitzis is the bigger part of the Vayomer Tzitzis. It only applies by day. V'Yom Bein Noig Ela B'Yom Belat. And the Mordechai now the Mordechai goes back to the first part of the Mishnah. The Mordechai says if you be Mavasedra, and then you come to the parasha of Shema, and you read it. You only yoitze if you have kavana. Shema mina, mitzvah tzrichos kavana. This is a shasuvya. When you do a mitzvah, are you yoitze lip service? Are you yoitze just daydreaming? Pick up a little of an esrog. So on the tail, you pick it up and you shake it and you go on your merry way. Are you yoitze? The fact that it says you must have kavana, the mind has to pay attention. Shema mina mitzvah tzrichos kavana. So the Mora says no such thing. The truth is mitzvahs, lip service, and daydreaming is A-OK. You can do all the mitzvahs. Oh, but it says l'chave, ma'im kivin li likrois, ma'im kivin li boy, kama, likrois. It means you're scanning it with your eyes. It's before davening, it's zman kriya shema, and you're looking over the parasha, you're bal koyre for Shabbos. So not every Baal Koyre, when he practices, especially after years of service, the Baal Koyre, they actually read the words in their practice. They just scan it. So you're scanning it. Oh, and it happens to be Parashas V'eschanan. If Kiv and Liba means, oh, you have to word say the words, it must come out of it. But if you do that, if you practice by actually articulating the words, even though you had no kavana for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Yotza, because the mitzvah is ein shrichos kavanas. Likrois. What are you talking about? V'chol kari. But it says over here in the Mishnah, how you kore batayra. Kore means you're reading. The Gemara says the kore lehagia. No, you're going. You're a cipher, and you're not reading it carefully. You're just reading it to make sure there are no mistakes. So you're not even reading every single word. You're just being megam game. You got megam game. Look at it says over in Rashi. It's a sefer im yesh by tos tafil likui nami lemischavein. You're not really even reading it. You're not even. The whole shah what Rashi really means here. You're not even having kavana to read. You're having kavana to make sure there are no errors. That's a lower level of kavana. If you want to give a foul in this Rashi, what Rashi really means to say. But Pashup Shad Rashi means to say that there are two darugas of reading. There's a reading when you're reading it, and there's a reading where the purpose of your reading is not to read. The purpose of your reading is to make sure there are no mistakes. That's a lower level. So it's a very big chiddush, according to what Rashi is saying. I don't know if ever all Rishon agree with Rashi, because that means you actually are reading. But if you actually are moving your lips and you're saying the words, if your kavana is mamish, a negative kavana, it's like a negative kavana almost. Because you're not even having kavana to read l'shem reading. You're having kavana to read because you have ulterior motives to make sure there are no mistakes. Such a type of kavana is such a negative kavana, it's like a negative kavana and low yotza. Okay, weiter. Turn up on Kriya Shema Kichsava. Kriya Shema Kichsava, you must read the Kriya Shema the way it's written Lashon Kodesh. In order to make of Kriya Shema, if you read the article translation, Lo Yatza, you must read it in Hebrew. Divrei Rebbe. We don't pass like that. That would be a very big problem for us, for many, many, many people in the Baal Teshuva movement. V'achachamayimrim b'chol lashon. You can read it in any language. In any language you understand is okay. My time of the Bosu is in the Rebbe. Amar Kra V'hayu. The word V'hayu means the way it is, the way it appears in the Torah. That's what it must be done. B'havias and you, the way it is. V'rabban my time Amar Kra Shema. The word Shema means to understand. Any language which you understand, b'chol lashon shata shemea. So the Machloikis says the Hayu verse Shema. Now, will the Rebbe Nami Yoksev Shema? What does do the word Shema? Which we don't do. You must hear your own ears. Your own ears must hear the words that come out of your mouth. No. So the Rabbanan say we already use up the word Shema to teach us that you can say the Kriya Shema in any language which you understand. So it's not available to teach us the halacha that you have to be able to hear what you say. Command Yamar lo yishmil li ozno yotza ul Rabbanan nami hoksiv v'hayu. So what to do with the v'hayu, because you could say they say Shema. Homiboy le shlo yikro l'mafreya, that you're not going to read it backwards. Now this simply means you can't read the psukim backwards. The parashos, it's mashma, could be you can read backwards. That's the pashup shat. Don't read the psukim backwards. I don't think there's any rashi on this. Okay, parashah, you can't read. Don't take one parashah and read the psukim in a different order. The psukim in each parashah must be read in the proper order. Let's say you read the parashahs backwards. You first read Vayomer, then you read Vahayimashah, then you read Shema, Lachar Yatza. Even though the Gemara says you should Lekabel Omalchus Shemaim first, and then Ol HaMitzvahs, and then Stam Akev. But if you read, according to this man, you read the psukim backwards in the parish itself, each pasuk must be read back, must be in the proper order. The Rabbi, Shloikel Mafreim and Ola, how do they know that? Nafkel Midvar, Midvar Mahadam, how does the Rabbi know? Because Rabbi already used the pasuk, how he tells you, there must be Dafkel Lashon Kodesh. How does he know the halacha that they read backwards? Nafkel Midvar Mahadvar, from the Hei HaYidiyah. Why is there an extra hay? It must be precisely in the correct order. Rabbanon, so what do they do with the extra hay? They don't necessarily darshin every single letter. Now here we have every chiddush. Since over here Rebbe says that we need the pasuk of the Hayu to tell us that Shema is the exception. When it comes to Shema, the Hayu it must be only in Lashon Kodesh. That means that every other time you read from the Torah, it could be in any language. And when else do you read from the Torah? So Rashi says you read from the Torah, Kriyas Torah. Every Shabbos. That's not a deraisa. That's only midrabanan. Tosfos is kasha. Tosfos says in Chlami he holds Parshas Zohar. Parshas Zohar, Parshas Parah, Parshas Bikurim. There are times when you have to recite Psukim in the Torah. Whenever you have to recite Psukim in the Torah, it can be in any language. Why? How do we know that? Because since Kriyashma is the exception, Kriyashma says Vihoyu, this must be in Hebrew. Mimelitz Mashma, everything else can be in a different language. Because if Chol Torah Kula must be in Lashon Kodesh, there's no need of Torah to emphasize Vihoyu. So remember, the Savar Rebbe, the Chol Torah Kula, Bechol Lashon Nemra, or these, like the Eidach, Lashon HaKodesh Nemra, Vihoyu, the Chos Rechman Olamali, everything has to be Lashon HaKodesh. Memorah says, no, not so simple. Because we have to remember, we have over here what appears to be a contradiction. On the one hand it says Vihoyu, on the other hand it says Shema. Vihoyu is Mashma only Lashon Kodesh. Shema is Mashma B'chol Lashon. B'chol Lashon Shata Shemea. What's the Iker and what's the Tafel? So BMS, I'll tell you, B'chol HaTorah Kula, really you have to learn B'dafka Lashon Kodesh. And the reason why the Torah here has to reinforce it with the word Vihoyu is in order to prevent you from being misled and think that Shema is the exception because of the word Shema, which the other man, the Rabbanan, interpreted to mean B'chol Lashon She'ata Shemea. Since here there's another word in the parasha which would mislead us in the opposite direction, that's why here we need to reinforce ourselves that it's only Lashon Kodesh with the word Vihoyu. Vihoyu. Now the more is the kasha the other way around. The Rabbanan hold the Kol HaTorah Kula B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra, because since Rabbanan darshin the pasuk of Shema that it can be B'Chol Lashon, so it must be that it's coming to counteract what would otherwise, which means that B'chol Torah Kula, you say B'dafka Lashon Kodesh. L'mem D'Sav Rabban D'Chol Torah Kula B'Lashon Kodesh Nemra. These Lakadaita B'chol Lashon Nemra Shema D'Kos Rechman Olamali. It's Rechno for the same exact answer, because over here we will be misled, being that there are two psukim, the Hayu and Shema. If not for the word Shema, we would think that this is the exception, the Hayu, only Lashon Kodesh, nothing else. It's Rechno Shem D'Ksiv the Hayu. Okay, so L'mamaman Maskan Ramachlekes the Rabban and Rebbe, is Kriyashma said only in Hebrew, or is it said in any language? And all revolves around the word Vihoyu versus the word Shema. And don't bring a raya what the halacha would be with regard to all of the mitzvahs in the Torah when you have to read in the Torah. The reason why here we need a special pasuk is not because this is going to be the exception, because in the way here, this parasha needs some backup reinforcement, because we might have been misled from the other pasuk that the other man, the Amar, brings. We have to balance this delicate balance of Vahayu versus Shema. Turn Rabbanon, Vahayu Shlo Yikulam Afreya, we have the Joshua mentioned the passing point to the Rabbanon. The word Vahayu tells, don't read the pasuk backwards. Now we go to Nidrasha. Hadvarim al livavecha. Yachol shetehei kol aparsha tzuchel kavana. Now livavecha is a word which means upon your heart, which means pay attention. V'hoyu hadvarim wa'il ha'shenuch mitzavecho hayom al livavecha. So until you get to the words livavecha, you better make sure you understand in your mind the translation and the meaning of the words. Yachal, I would think, hey, call a parasha tzricha kavana. So maybe you have to have kavana until you get to the end of the parasha. Until luchasavta malam mezuzos beisecho visharecha. No, tamaloymar ho'ele. Vihayu hadivarim ho'ele. That's it. When you get to the end of this pasuk, ho'ele al levavech, you can go back to daydreaming. you can go back and you can return to spacing out because it stops here. If it did not say the word ho'ela, I would have been misled to believe that you could ho'ela ha'lovecha, the entire parasha must be with kavana. Ho'ela comes to limit the kavana only until the word. Ad kan tzur chavana. Mikan ve'eluch ein tzur chavana. Divi Rabbi Eliezer Amar 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 Le Rabbi Akiva. How are you? I disagree. It says in the pasuk, Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayoyim Al Levavecha. Even though it says ho'ele, it says the command, I command you today. And Mitzavecha Hayom means because all the mitzvahs, it says Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayom, everything which I will command you today. So from the words Mitzavecha Hayom, they hold that Levavecha is being expanded to include all of the mitzvahs of the day, which include the rest of the parasha. Omar, so a machlokes between these two opinions, how far kavana goes. So according to the first man, the Omar, you only have to have kavana until you get to the words Alivavecha. According to the second opinion, you have to have kavana until the end of the parasha because of Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayom. Omar Rabba Bar Chana, and we can become the Omer Lomich Kol Parash Kol Tzur Chavana. Omar Rabba Bar Chana Omer Yochana Halach Rabbi Akiva Machmir. But Machmir, that you have to have kavana all the way until the end of the parasha, until you get to Chesavma Mizuzos Beisach of Yisharecha. Period. Ikad Masi. Some learn this whole Shach V'Tari differently. Ikad Masi La Har D'Tanya Hakarei Es Hashma Tzoch Shichav Nesliboy. You must have kavana. How much? Rabbi Acha Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Emer Kevin Shekivin Liba Beperik Rishon. He holds that you have to have kavana all the way to the very end. Shuv in the Tzoch. You know, it's only the first parasha until the Hoya Im Shemoya. Obviously, because it says Levavecha, and it says Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayoyim, so that tells the kavana must be to the end of the parasha. Omar, in this version, it's Rabba Babar Chana Amar Biyachna. No, and he says Halacha is Kerabi Acha Sham Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to have kavana all the way until the end of the first parasha, but not the second parasha. Now we're going to see that we don't pass like this. We pass Halacha L'maisa. You only really have to have kavana until, and I think Mishnah Berurah, I don't remember exactly all the three different levels. But you have only Shema. You have to have kavana in the first pasuk. Shema is a very big pilpul. What about Baruch Shem? If you need to have kavana for Baruch Shem, Pashas is L'chatil for sure. The next best thing is try to hold kavana until you get to Levavecha. That's really essential until you get to Alavecha. And if you can, of course, you should try to have kavana until you finish the first parasha. So the different madrigos. But the first pasuk L'chayr is even Ma'akev. If you don't have kavana by Shema, that's Ma'akev, and Alavecha, according to Samoso, is the very beginning, at least hold out until then. Tanya Dach. V'hayu. What is V'hayu? Shalom Yu Yikra L'mafra. We always learned before. Alavecha. You don't read the pasuk backwards. Al Levavecha. What does that mean, Al Levavecha? Rabbi Zutra Omar Adkan Mitzis Kavana. So Rabbi Zutra says when you get to Levavecha, you're finished. Nikan Ve'elech Mitzis Kriya. After you get to Levavecha, you can space out. Just make sure you read the words. Rabbi Yoshia Omar Adkan Mitzis Kriya. Nikan Ve'elech, he says, Pum Faker, until now it's Mitzis Kriya. The Gemara is going to explain what this means. Nikan Ve'elech Mitzis Kavana. Now the Gemara explains. The Gemara says, "What in the world is going on here? Maishna mikan v'elch mitz kriya d'chsev l'daber bom. Why is it that in the second parasha you have to read because it says in the second parasha l'daber bom hachinam yoksev v'dibar to bom. So why do you say that you only have to say the dibur in the second parasha? The first parasha also says v'dibar to bom. In both parashas it says v'dibar to bom. So Moses, you write hachi kama. This is what it means. When we said before atkan until now it's mitzvah kavana mikan v'elach mitzvah kriya. What it means was atkan mitzvah kavana ukriya. The first parasha you have to do both. You have to have kavana because it says al levavecha, and you have to also make sure you articulate the words very carefully because it says v'dibar to bom. Mikan de'elech in the second parasha kriya b'loy kavana. You only have to read it v'dibar to bom, but you don't have to have kavana. The Gemara says, why not? U'mayishmat kamitzus kavana kriya d'chsev al levavecha v'dibar to bom. In the first parasha it says levavecha, and it says v'dibar to bom. Hasam nami, but in the second parasha it says also al ksev al levavchem l'daber bom. So l'daber bom is kriya. And levavchem is kavana. So the Gemara says, no, the words levavchem is occupied. It's used for a different drasha. The word levavchem is used for the parsha of tefillin. It's not being used to teach us the halacha of kavana. It's been used to teach you that the tefillin must be tilted or must be connected to the kibaris. You have to put the tefillin all the way high up. Thank you very much. Has to be all the way high up on your, the kibaris, on the bicep, which is opposite your, because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah where you put, maybe put the tefillin, maybe you tie your tefillin on your palm, maybe you tie it on your arm, maybe you tie it on your shoulder. How do you know that it has to be put right opposite your bicep? Because of alevavchem. So Me'el and Pasuk already is used for this drasha. It's not available to teach us that you require kavana when you recite the second parasha. Okay, let's go further. Amar, now let's go back to the first man, the Amar. Amar, Rabbi Yoishu, Amar, is pum fakert. Adkan mitzvah skriya. It's like a review. The first parasha, you must have Miyosar Tila very carefully. Mikan ve'elich mitzvah kavana. What's going on? Maishna mikan ve'elich mitzvah kavana mishum v'chsev al-levavchem. Obviously, the second man, Yamir, he learns that al-levavchem in the second parasha is for kavana. How does he know tefillin? K'negin alev, we don't know. That's a separate issue. But hachanami, but if that's the case, but in the first parasha, ha'ksiv al-levavcha, in the first parasha, so you have to have to go in the first parasha, the most, you're right. This is what I meant to say. Hachikamar. The first parasha, everyone agrees you have both. Adka, hacham, adkan, the first parasha, mitzvah kriya v'kavona. You have both, you have kriya, and you have kavona. Mikan ve'elich, in the second parasha, kavona b'loi kriya. The second parasha, all you need to have is kavona. You can think the parasha. When you have Hayim Shemoa, just meditate the words. You don't have to articulate the words. Why not? But doesn't it say V'dibar Tabam? U'mayishna Adkan Mitzvahs Kriya V'Kavana D'Chsiv. It says Alavavcha V'Dibar Tabam. Hasanami Haksiv Alavavchem L'daber Bam. It says both expressions in the second parasha as well. The Gemara says, no, when it says V'dibar Tabam in the second parasha, it's not telling you to articulate the words of the Kriya Shema. It's a statement to the parents. Make sure you teach your children Torah. Avoy subanim. Make sure you send them to a good yeshiva. Make sure you teach them. Ahu b'divrei Torah k'sev. Yach kamar, Rachmana. Agmiru b'naichu Torah. Ki heichi d'legir subuhu. They should study. They should grow up to be talmidei chacham and they should study Torah. It's not discussing the law of Kriya Shema. So it's not available. It's not available. Wonderful. What a relief. You don't have to articulate the words of Ahoyim Shemoa. You can meditate the words of Ahoyim Shemoa according to this opinion. Halach al-Maisa. So we know that we don't pass like that. Let's be more really elaborate now. More halach al-Maisa. Ton Rabbanon. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. Ad Kan Shechavon Saleif. Notice the Aleph here. This is Taka the Halacha. This is the Halacha. All you really need to do is, all you have to do is Kavana. Ad Kan Shechavon Saleif. Divrei Rabbi Meir. And Meir says only that's essential is Shema Yisrael. It doesn't talk about Baruch Shem. Again, that's a big pilpul. Big, major pilpul. If you don't have Kavan for Baruch Shem, do you have to go back and repeat it in Nachamol? Amar Rava Halacha Kidivrei Rabbi Meir. Tanya Lan Brayson, because I'm Meir, call Hamarach Be'echod. If you marach Be'echod, Marichin Lo Yomim, Bushmeisam, you'll live a very long life. It's a school of Arichas Yomim. Amar Rava Chabar Yaakov V'dalis, when you say Echod, don't be Marach on the Ches, don't be Marach Echod, but Marach on Echod. So you're going to ask the obvious kash, everyone knows the answer, how can you be Marach on the Dalit? It's not Shaykh Echod. What are you going to be Marach on the Dalit? So we know that we don't say the letters correctly. We say this just like there's a vase and there's a base, there's a chof and a kof, there's a sof and a tof, there's a valid and a dalit. There's a dalit degusha. Look in this room, somebody see there's a dalit, a dad and a dalit. So what's how do you pronounce it? So it's a nafkamina. I mean, you'll say it's nafkamina for a shvonosh shvonoch. But if you don't have a shvonosh shvonoch, so what's nafkamina? So if it's a dalit without a dot, really it's the th. When you have a dot, it's a degusha. It's like a base, vase, base, valid dalit. So it's really echod. So you can be marich echod. What could some of them do it? Now we don't do it, and I don't think even I'm not even sure even allowed to do it. This man has that because since that's not the way we speak, so it's already something. You have a mesorah from your rebbe, and you do like that. But therefore, we don't do this. We just say we don't. It's not shaykh really for us to do this. This man has that. You cannot be. You just think very quickly. You say it echod, and then you think it. You think it that after you finish, you could think after. Even I remember seeing that from I think from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Could be from Olav Yashav Zechasad Levracha. I'm not sure where so maybe from Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. Let's say you must be mechaber in the first bracha of Shemona Esrei, right? You must be marach. So let's say you're already in the middle of the first bracha, and you realize, I'm already halfway through the first bracha, and I was not mechaber. So what do you do? So what you say is just in. Don't say. Don't repeat the words again. You're not allowed to. But just in your mind, go over the whole bracha until where you're up to. You're up to a Hakel Hagadol. You already said Hakel, so you can't go back. You can't say, and you're up to Hagadol. Oy gvalt, I totally wasn't mechaven. If you're not mechaven, you're lo yotza. You don't repeat it because you're not going to be any better the next time around. So what do? In your mind, just review. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Baruch Atah Hashem. Review all the words of Shmona Esrei until that point in time. So same thing, Echod, you think in your mind these things, look further. When you do Echod, don't swallow the Ches. Just because you're in a rush to be Marach on the Dalit, that's not an excuse to abuse the letter Ches. He was very long in the Dalit. Amalei, what are you doing? Came down lichte lamal lamat. We want to make a shorach lamala above and below. Ula arba ruches Hashem, all four sides of the world. Sula itzriches. You don't need to. You don't need to more than that. So you dalit and you all dalit ruches. Ches just is the chief of Moshe. People make his Moshe is very his people make a toss. I think you have to make Hashem on the eighth heaven. Right? People do that. You think that Hashem is the Melech Ches. There are seven heavens. And Hashem is on the eighth. He's above. Rav Moshe is very against that. He holds, we don't know what that means. So all you do when you mark on the Ches is Hashem is Lamala. He's above. And Dalin below. And Dalin is all Dalin. Ruchos Olam. Shake the Lulav. Six ways. When you shake the Lulav, you don't shake the Lulav. It's on the eighth heaven. Right? Dalin Ruchos. Up and down. Four sides, like the Magen David. Magen David is six sides. Okay, not everyone has a Magen David anymore. Magen David here. Now, but I don't want to get into any politics. But six sides. You don't do eight. So when you echad. So the Gemara says. Rav Moshe says. The only one says is lamal lamat dal ruchah. It's not on the eighth heaven. But people, I don't know, some people have a mitzvah. They shouldn't think that Hashem is on the eighth heaven. Let's go weiter. So, and by the way, when you say a Shema, you cover your eyes. Why do you cover your eyes? So Pashtun is because you should not be distracted. No distractions. Others say because since you're doing this, I feel since you're going, you're being mamlech, lamal lamat, dal ruchos, and you're moving your eyes, you're moving your head, it shouldn't look funny. So you put your hand in your eyes, so when you do all these things, no one should look at you and see this guy's strange, and you shouldn't look strange in your own eyes. So you cover yourself when you think in mechave lamal lamat and dal ruches. Let's go further. We're almost out of time. Other Nelson, Bamar Baruch, Bamar Yehuda, Alavavcha Biamida. When you come to Alavavcha, you have to. Now, it doesn't mean Amida. Amida means stop what you're doing. If you're traveling, you have to stop walking. If you're whatever you're doing, come to a stop. When you say the pasuk of Alavavcha, Beamida, Alavavcha Sakadaitach, Eleema, only the words Alavavcha, Eleema Ad Alavavcha Beamida. And when you say Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedashem Nacharim, until you get that pasuk, you have to stop, halt, whatever you're doing, and pay attention, and Kavkavan, Mikan Veilach, Lo. After you said that pasuk Alavavcha, then you're allowed to continue on your merry way, you're allowed to continue traveling or do what you're doing or working. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kol HaParsha Kula Beamida. You have to stop. You have to pay attention to the entire parsha. V'yaz Rabbi Yochanan Tamei Diyam Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan Halach Rabbi Arach Hashem Mishra V'Yehuda. Because when it says, we said this above the previous top of the Amud, when it says Alavavcha, the pasuk continues to Shanochi Mitzavicha Hayoyim. From those two extra words, Mitzavicha Hayoyim, that expands the scope. of Alevavcha to go all the way to the end of the parasha. Tana Rabbanan Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Zog Kriya Hashem Shalom Yehuda Hanasi. It's all he said. The only thing that he said was Shema Yisrael. It's all he said. Amule Rav or Bechir, but you know it's, he it was not. It's all he was mechaving. What does Rashi say? Is there Rashi over here? No, there's no Rashi. That's all he said. Zo kriya shma shel Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. It's ma pashtus. All he said was shma yishol Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Amalei Rav lo Rabbi Chiya lei chazina lei lo Rabbi mikabel lei el mochul shmaim. What are you talking about? Rabbi did not even say this. He was Torah in giving shiur Torah, the Talmud Torah. He was giving a shiur. He started the shiur before this man kriya shma. And he was mamshich throughout the entire through the Zman until the Zman was over. So he was not even mekabel. He did not even say the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Amalei bar Pachti, son of a smith, that was his name. No, you don't look carefully. B'shosh shemava yodav alponav. When the Rebbe, when it seems like he's frustrated with the Talmidim, and he asks this, and he puts his hand on his eyes, he would steal a moment in the middle of the shiur to say Shema Yisrael. He was able to chap a rhyme at some point in time, during some point in time. By the way, this one of the Mekoros to cover your eyes. Because it says here, Beferish, B'shosh Shemaver Yodov Alpana. So you see, Mamash, Beferish Shemakar, for the minute to put your hands on your eyes when you say Kriya Shema. Mekabo Mal Shemaim, Chayzer V'Gorim, Limor Sakash, Chayzer V'Gorim, would he later on during the shiur, would he later on say the other parashios? Would he say when he finished the shiur? No, he would not. He never had a chance because he went through the entire Zman. He did. He was Chayzer V'Gorim. He would never finish it. He would never say the parashios. He always made it his business that he always would say a memra in the shiur related to Yitzias Mitzrayim, because since he didn't have the chance later on to say the parish of Ayoimer to be masked Yitzias Mitzrayim, so he was Mekayim Mantiskas Yoim Tzeischam Yeretz Mitzrayim by always incorporating Halach in the shir of you. But according to Elul Dechavad, according to the Ma'at Chayz of the Gomra, that he would always have enough time after davening was over. He would say after the shir was over, he would find time to say Vayoimer Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why was he makbid during the shiur to mention? Kedumara says the reason why was because that would be later in the day. Because he wanted to say Yitzias Mitzrayim during the Zman of Kriya Shema. And that's why, even if though he did say it later on when the Zman was over, to receive this in, to do it even when the Zman is over, but during the Zman itself, he also had Akpada to make mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, so we'll stop here. Amarillah.